Hello, welcome to episode 206 of Spring as a Geek. I'm Ben. He's Hammer. And this is our Week in Geek. This week we
bring
our review of It. Our stream review of Butter.
Uh-huh. Butter of... It. We only had beer and a half, man.
All right, so... for this week's stream, or for this week's review, we are going to bring you the spoiler-free review of It. Bunch of kids you probably never heard of, except for the one kid from
Stranger Things, which I had to ask you midway through, because I'm like, he looks awfully familiar. That almost threw me off a little bit.
Why?
Seeing him in, like, just because I relate him so heavily with Stranger Things, with Will? I guess. Yeah. I mean, because he's the fucking main character.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, by the way, next month.
I know, it's right around the corner, although, like, they promoted it, like, 3 months ago, so it feels odd.
I hope it's good. Like, again, I like Stranger Things, except for I felt the ending, to me, it didn't land. For everyone else, it did. I still liked it. I want to see more, and I'm curious to see what's on the Upside Down, you know? Was it Bethany? Betty? What's her name? Who died? And everyone's like, don't die, bring her back. But she totally had things crawling out of her mouth. She was dead.
Barbara?
Anyway, Barbara, that's it.
It is Stephen King's story of a clown terrorizing a town every 27 years.
Yep.
Yeah. It's hard to get into this without giving away too much because you don't want to give away a lot of the scares. And
yeah.
So if you're familiar with the story of It, it's very similar to that. This is book one of the two book series where it's the kids.
Yeah.
The Bill Skarsgård, who plays Pennywise, does a pretty good job. He's not Tim Curry, but, like, you don't... While you're watching it, you're not thinking, well, I wish Tim Curry was doing this.
He built his own character.
Yeah, he made his own Pennywise. I do wish that they had made some cameos. Like, there were no cameos, and I kind of wish they had a couple cameos in here somewhere.
Okay. Was there a particular cameo that you're really missing?
I mean, Tim Curry would have been great.
Tim Curry, really? I mean, after the stroke, it's hard for him to act.
Yeah, like, he's getting more out there. Like, he did the Rocky Horror thing. I would have loved Tim Curry.
I missed that man. I really
Yeah, did. Like, that's... Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah,
that makes me sad.
But or like, John Ritter, but John Ritter's passed. Yeah. Like, I don't know who you could have had, but it would have been nice for a cameo. Even a Stephen King... Somewhere in the background of something. Yeah.
So, like, this gives me an idea for a book.
I was going to say reading It, but that wouldn't work. So he could have been reading, like, The Dark Tower as, like, a jab at Dark Tower that came out earlier this year or whatever.
Pennywise on it, the two.
Oh, yeah. But something along those lines. The scares were really good.
Yes.
The acting was pretty good. The music really set the... It's kind of like Jaws, where that music in Jaws sets the scenes up. The music throughout this movie really sets the scenes up really well. It plays with the scenes well. I never feel out of it. And I'm not sure if it was our theater or if it's the way it was filmed, but it didn't seem loud. There were times where they would say something, I'm like, what did you say?
There were a few times like that. I personally think a lot of it was our audience because there's people I heard talking.
They were very loud.
And I got really pissed because there's points where I could have genuinely thought that I could see... Because there's a lot of points where you hear whispering, talking, and stuff like that. Not spoilers, but you just hear whispering, talking because fucking creepy movie. Of course, whispering, talking totally helps. Totally not spoilers,
You don't know if it was whispering, talking in the...
In the credits. I couldn't tell. But in the credits at the end, when they have the whole thing with, like, little girls singing and thing, I'm like, let's go put little girls singing in an echoey room. That's never terrifying. Fuck you. But yeah, I couldn't tell if it was part of the movie or not, and then I got distracted by it because then they're talking about some boy or shit like that. And that part pissed me off. So I do think it was partly our theater, but the music, you're right, music was good. The scares I thought were really well done. Like, again, I talk about the idea of just... Them being really... they telegraph stuff, and then they might pull fast ones on you, but they make it fun. Like, again, it's a terrifying roller coaster. I really liked Pennywise, actually.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get hung up on the idea of this isn't Tim Curry.
I feel almost Leto-like.
Okay.
Where I want to know what you were going to do with this role. I don't feel that he got enough to do with the role.
Yeah. Okay, no, I know where you're going with this. Okay.
You know, there's one really good scene at the very beginning where I'm like, dude, I'm following you to the fucking sewer. I'll go with you. We'll float together, man.
Oh, my God.
And after
I'm hearing Modest Mouse playing my head.
After float on. After that, like, his scenes are very short, and they're mainly just scare scenes.
Well, there are a lot of them are physicality kind of things. Like, even if not scare scenes, but it's a lot of him standing and posing and stuff.
Right.
Like, there's scenes where you just see him standing there, and honestly, the guy's imposing. Like, you just see him, like, the makeup is good. The CG is also really good for him because it doesn't pull me out of it too long. He looks off, but it's one of those, like, I'm looking at him just going, like, I don't know, quite know what it is, but, like, it's his size of his head, obviously. But I really dug his, I dug him, I dug the kids, the music is good, the production value is really good. I want to see more, because we know there's a sequel. A lot of people, obviously, in the theater don't know. We're kind of surprised. Well, but at the same time, like, you brought up, you bring up a good point. Well, you did.
In the future.
In the future.
Fourth wall, bitches.
Fuck that. But the idea that, do you want more?
Right.
Which, yes and no.
Right, exactly.
Yes, yes, and no.
Yeah.
Because the yes, I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm like, fuck yeah. Then I'm like, no. But they did it, like, again, for a remake, for a horror movie, think about fucking clowns and fear. It does a good job. Like, yeah. I liked it.
Yeah, I really liked it. I recommend going and seeing it.
I mean, I wish I would have brought my blankie.
It, unlike Poltergeist, which we saw last year, this is actually as scary and good and
kind of holds up
to its predecessor, where I would watch the original Poltergeist a billion times over the new one.
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, like, I wouldn't watch it every time because I'd probably cry.
And it holds up.
Where it does.
The new one. But, like, this, I really like this. I'm going to hope to force Sarah to sit down and watch it with me one of these days.
Are you really?
It'll never happen, but
some little bitch. It's like me trying to get Jackie to watch it.
Jackie, no.
That's never
She will pee her pants.
No, she'll be like,
she will pee her pants.
The first time that she sees the clown on the sewer, she's like, the fuck? Like, I can see her head just turn going, no, and just walk out. Like, she will get, like, mama bear strength and just lift me off and toss me aside, no.
Mama bear strength, I gotta love that. I really liked it. It's got a lot of good scares in it. It's really well acted.
Yeah.
Directed, for the most part, pretty good. There's parts where Pennywise is attacking and it's, like, shaky or it gets real in his face. I'm like, But, like,
It never got distracting. I can see why maybe you don't like it.
The only time it got distracting was at the end. There's a final battle scene. And,
yeah.
Like, it was almost like a Transformers scene where I couldn't quite tell what was going on.
Yeah.
But it's kind of brief. Yeah, go see this movie, especially if you like horror movies, especially if you
it's gonna make like money.
Clowns. Yeah.
Especially, which is no, not if you like clowns, you dirty son of a bitch.
All right, and as always, we'll come back a little later with our spoiler-filled review. But now we're gonna get to our streaming review, which was brought to us by a listener, Bugs, who wanted us to watch Butter on Netflix, which is...
There is a butter carving master, and it's like two stories, really, or three stories, really. But there's a butter carving master who they basically asked him to step down, and his wife is extremely controlling. They basically told him to.
Yeah.
And his wife is extremely controlling and sees this opportunity for her to step forward because she's like, it's all about me, bitches. And she's actually pretty good, but she's extremely self-centered. She's basically playing almost a stereotypical Jennifer Gardner character that I've seen her play a lot of the times. And then there's the story about this little... you know, orphan girl who's been going from home to home to home and actually gets set up with, what's his name from Hot Tub Time Machine?
Rob who Corddry.
Plays a decent guy?
That's what I was thinking. I was like he's not a complete asshole
like,
in this.
Oh my God, you're like a decent human being. And you get to see the parody
Alicia of Alicia Silverstone.
Which one is Alicia? Is that Alicia Silverstone?
His wife that adopts Destiny? Man Blue.
Yeah, pretty fucking much. There's a lot of people. There's fucking Hugh Jackman in this movie.
I was like, what the fuck? He like, just randomly pops on the phone. Like, I was like, huh.
Hugh Jackman's banging Jennifer Gardner. Oh.
I... Yeah. This movie's weird.
It is very weird.
So weird.
And then you have, like, Oscar... Oh, what, Olivia Wilde? Hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, I like her.
Ava Green.
She wasn't in this, though.
The daughter. Ashley Green, sorry.
Ashley Green. Ashley Green. All right. Evergreen, if it was Evergreen. You wouldn't see me out of the house.
But, like... So weird.
It is definitely... Again, it's a butter competition thing between an orphan girl... And a bitch. And then all the weird hijinks in between, yeah. Including like a rematch, which made no sense.
It made no sense, and they're like, yeah, it's a rematch.
Because I was like, basically what they said is, we need to extend the movie.
Yeah.
What do we do?
We don't have an end for this.
Here's our end. Let's rematch.
But like, the fascinating thing is, there's somebody that actually carved this shit out of butter.
Probably.
It's like, it's really good.
Yeah. Like, so the one about the
JFK. I don't know, the JFK. Oh my God, JFK. With the brains amazing. Everywhere. I was like, that's pretty great.
I wish you would put jam there. Like, butter and jam. Can't you use can't outside. Do that, but it'd be awesome.
Yeah. How do I know the rules?
That's breaking, this is breaking canon, man.
This movie's weird.
It's really weird, and it's also really weird how many famous people are in it. Like, it's funny how this... You know the reason I'm really excited that I saw this movie? Is because I finally got to see... And you're going to get it, and no one else on the mic is going to get it. But they saw this, the birth of this meme, which is the... Which is literally where, like, you know, Olivia Wilde's up sitting there. Is basically... I almost said Oscar Wilde, but Oscar Olivia Wilde, though, which makes no sense. But Olivia Wilde's basically talking about there, presenting herself, talking about that she used to be a prostitute. And he's like... He's getting really scared. She's about to come out to everyone, tell him, like, how he, you know, got blown by a stripper in a van. And then she says, no, I just, you know, butter saves. And he, like, then he starts clapping.
Right.
That's a very fucking popular meme. I now know where it comes from. I'm kind of excited for that. But I think that's probably the thing I'm most excited about.
Yeah, God damn it, piece of shit.
Yeah? Were you trying to look up someone?
Well, I'm trying to look up something, but it's... Every time I go to scroll, it doesn't scroll because it's a piece of shit.
Well, you know. Anyway. Should have got the Cree computer instead of the scroll computer.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's right, fuck, bitch. You didn't just say that.
Yep. Again,
I wanted to like this. I didn't. It's not bad.
No, it's not.
It's not good. It's just... It's there.
It's not something I'd recommend anyone to watch.
No.
Just because it's funny enough, but not funny enough for me to be like...
It's want to repeat weird. Watch. It's not bad.
It's just...
It's very weird. You have to kind of be in the mood for a weird
it's
movie.
It's Aquila and the Butter instead of Aquila and the Bee.
The fascinating thing is, over the last few years, how actors and actresses have embraced the indie film.
And just made weird shit.
Well, they're just like, I'll make an indie. Where it used to be like nobody did indie movies.
Yeah.
And it kind of along the lines of... TV, where, like, if an actor went to TV, it was...
It was a faux pas.
Yeah, it was like, oh, you're going to TV. Now, actors go to TV because, like, I have to work 3 months out of the year and I can still make movies and have residual checks and all these things, so, like...
And TV's, a legitimate thing now.
Yeah. It's... So, there's a lot of fucking people in this movie. Even the dude from... The butter guy is from a kid's TV show.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I know that What's-Her-Name was from The Office was in there, and I was like, mm-hmm. Hey, I know you!
Mm-hmm. It's not bad. It's interesting. It just, I can't recommend it. I give it a thumbs down myself, but I didn't hate it.
I give it a thumbs down, too, just because, and again, it's because it's kind of a yes or no, and for me, it's a no.
Right.
I'm not terribly sad that I watched it. I just wouldn't recommend it to anyone else. All right.
Have you seen The Revenant?
I have not.
Okay.
Bearfuckers are us.
So, for this week's stream movie, we're going to watch The Revenant on HBO Go. As always, if you have anything you want us to watch, we're not taking a personal pot shot at you, Bugs. We just didn't like your suggestion.
That's all right, man. Please
but again, keep doing it. Like, yeah.
We'll watch
that. Yeah. Send a suggestion to HBO on HBO Go, Netflix.
Like, Bugs is like, hey, thank you for coming back.
Yeah, he's like,
here's a movie, and we're like, more douches.
Amazon or Hulu. Send us your suggestions at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me, I'm at Tara Skippy.
I'm at Craig Cadless.
by the podcast every Monday morning on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud.
I was like, what else are we going to do? And then I was like, oh, we have the pod question. I'm like, man, there's no news.
Also on batandhammer.com. All right, so we can get to this week's nerd news, which my favorite thing is that you don't really know the news, so I get to, like, break stuff
to
you.
It is kind of fun, yeah. It's like,
news story number one is that Colin...
Trevorrow,
which is the weirdest name, has been, asked to leave episode 9 without being asked. He's no longer the director for Star Wars episode 9. I guess they couldn't get his vision and the script weren't up to Disney's code.
He's been Marvelized.
He's been Marvelized?
As in, like, you know, with Edgar Wright.
Oh, right.
Like, hey, you're trying to do your own thing. That's not what we do here.
He's been Marvel capitated.
Marvel capitated, there you go.
As of right now, they haven't...
Disney capitated.
Yeah. As of right now, they don't have a replacement yet. There's rumors that Rian Johnson may come back for episode 9.
Which one Rian Johnson?
He's doing 8.
Okay.
He did Looper.
I liked Looper.
I didn't like it as much as everybody else did.
No, I didn't love it.
Yeah, everybody loved it. I was like, it's good.
Yeah, I liked it. Didn't love it. I was actually kind of excited about Trevorrow because, again, he did Safety Not Guaranteed, and you said, what was it? Jurassic World. I liked him. I like Safety Not Guaranteed a lot, honestly.
I was going to say, Jurassic World was very...
It was by the books.
Cutter?
Kind of funny, and I think that might be... But that might be the point, is that he did Cookie Cutter already, and if you go with Star Wars, it's kind of like Paint by Numbers, probably. If it's Disney is anything, is running at Star Wars anything like Marvel, it's probably Paint by Numbers. Which sucks if you are a person who's looking for a change.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, it's probably a good thing for Trevorrow to step away, though.
It'll be interesting to see what they end up doing and who they go with.
I'm really curious what they do with Star Wars.
Is there anybody you want to see?
No, that's the thing, is I can't think of anyone that Spielberg. I really want to do. Well, I brought you up Spielberg. To this about the idea when we saw like the Ready Player One. I'm like, do Spielberg. We live in a world where this can flop?
Yes. Will it? Well, I mean... It can flop.
It's Steven Spielberg. That is the most known property to the masses that has that's attached. That's the only reason this one is.
The trailer looks interesting too.
Does it?
I think so.
Okay.
I think it looks interesting.
I'm asking bipartisan. To me, it doesn't. But it doesn't speak to anything parts for me wise. Besides, just the only part that speaks to me is him and the beginning part with him putting on the helmet. Anything after that, I check out. Because it's nothing like the books. So for me, it's like a disconnect.
Okay.
But if it attaches and it gets people's attention, then great.
Yeah,
like genuinely.
Oddly enough, like, you've talked about Ready Player One ad nauseum. And yeah. I'm like, these trailers, I'm like, I kind of want to read this now. And it's no insult to you or anything. It just, I don't know. It's hard for me. That kind of gave a vision to what Ready Player One is, but you're like, that's not really Ready Player One. And I'm like, huh.
I think it'll still be the spirit of Ready Player One, which is fine. I mean, like, really, it's literally a giant puzzle-solving video game. A la kind of Matrix. You know, but nothing, like, you know, big crazy, like, we're all, like, you know, in pods. Spoilers. But, it's still good, and I think it'll still be that. For me, I worry that it's not gonna grab people's opinions. Spielberg. But, yeah.
Spielberg.
Spoiler. Spoilberg.
Spielberg.
Spoilberg.
I hope Nolan. I think Nolan would be awesome too, but like Nolan wouldn't do it. Nolan wouldn't do it because it would be more story than action.
You know who I really want to see? You know who I really want to see?
Michael Bay.
Lucas.
Lucas come back.
Sure, we're going to do it. They're going to fly and drive on a giant hoverboard and go around, and this Rey girl's
going to die, and then we're going to have twins come in, and those are going to be the Skywalkers.
And then the big chess piece, it's a little chess piece. And really, it's great, because it's 3D.
Boom!
We wrote episode 9. Boom!
That was really good. I like it. All right, the next. This is my favorite thing. You're gonna love this.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
Next news story is South Park: The Fractured Butthole.
Oh yes. Okay, go on.
Has difficulty settings. If you're a white character, it is the easy setting. If you are a black character, It is the very hard setting. That's right.
Holy fuck.
Only Matt Parker and Trey Stone can get away with that. And if you choose to be a black character, you can also do transgender and other minority characters. Cartman will say, don't worry, this doesn't affect combat, just every other aspect of your whole life.
Oh my god, I love them so much!
Yeah. I've never wanted to be a black character more in my life.
Holy shit, you remember the black as a black, because you always go for the hardest settings. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh,
I'm going to be the token. I wonder if, like, Token comes over, he's like, no, man. No. Or he's like, fuck this, I'm out.
He's like, nope. I'm out.
I love
that part.
I love when Token does that.
He comes in, he's like, I'm out, man. Nope. When two midgets come in there and shit on another person's chest and then rub mayonnaise over him, is that love? I'm like, oh,
Token? What?
What?
Yeah.
What porn did he watch? I can't wait. I want to play a game so bad.
Yeah. I'm excited for it. I mean, we both really liked...
Stick of Truth is so fucking good. Like, gameplay-wise, it's okay.
Yeah.
Game-wise, like, this content-wise, it's fantastic. Again, it's literally like playing an episode of, you know...
Yeah, South Park. It really is. It really is.
If you have not played it and you were a South Park fan, do yourself a favor, play that one. Or I think just pre-order this one, you'll get the first one on current gen, I believe.
Yeah, if you don't have a last gen, you can do that, yeah but... It was a lot of fun, way more than I thought it was going
to
be.
I'm telling you this now, and I can only say it's because of the game. If I were to play that game again, I would play as a Jew. Because there's the mage, the warrior, and there's something else, and there's the Jew. And I wish I would have done it, because that was the, like, I'm like, I went for the save class. I'm like, I should have been the Jew, man. Should have been the Jew.
I love how they poke fun at society.
Yeah.
And...
They get away with it.
They're like the only ones that can get away with it.
And I think it's because people are just like, well, they've always done that. I'm like, no, I think they just keep sliding in shit more and more.
Again, I mean, they have always done it, so they just keep doing it.
Well, it's, what is it? There's a story, I think, about Bigger, Longer, and Uncut, which I listened to someone who didn't know that was a dick joke. It made me so happy. But the idea that they were saying they submitted a scene where it was so grotesque about people massive blowjobs on a battlefield or something like that. Like, just people just going down on people like crazy. And, like, the MMPA was like, Jesus Christ, fuck no! And they're like, you can't have that. Like, well, what if we cut this scene out? Like, everything is fine, just cut that scene out. I'm like, alright!
Yeah, the first time I saw that movie, I was like, holy shit, dude, they got away with this?
Yeah.
Like,
and then you see what they get away with on TV, and you're like,
especially like the semen episode,
with semen,
when this like, chokes on dick, swallows semen, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, and the idea that like, no, that's her name. It's okay.
Yeah,
her name has been choked
and
on dick.
Semen, not
yeah,
semen.
Yeah, it's totally different. And it's like you had to get it through a hose. Yeah, just blindfold through a hose.
Yeah.
Oh god, fuck! I love the fact they do the shit they do because it's. Terrible.
It's fantastic. So terrible, and they just keep pushing the buttons, and people somehow they get away with it.
And I'll buy it.
All right, so we're gonna get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by Hammer.
Yeah. So
he's all like, "What was the question?"
Yeah, I didn't have to ask about that. I thought no. It's like so we're talking about the idea. We watched The Founder, so we want to know about biopics. Like, what group, organization, business, something like that? Do you want to see a biopic for?
We got an answer from Bugs, who he said he wanted to watch the Rise and Fall and possible Rise again of Image Comics.
I would watch the fuck out of that. Because, yeah, they... I don't want them to fall again, but, yeah, they fell hard. And I mean, they've come back up again, and they're really fucking strong.
It would right be kind of interesting to watch, like, a dual, like, DC-Marvel, how DC saved Marvel at one point, and how Marvel sold everything, and the...
How like them selling all their rights and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
And then DC was like, hey, let's help you out a little bit. Which was, like, a lot of people don't really remember that in this whole Marvel-DC war thing of, like, there was almost only DC. Like, it was real close.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to watch that sort of thing.
I'd be on the Image train because they do some... But, I mean, like, they did a lot of influential shit from the background, mm-hmm. so I'd love to see that. That'd be a really good one.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see Walmart's backstory. The start with Sam and how did he develop... You know, did he just buy shit in bulk and force out mom and pops and like, how did Walmart become this huge anti-corporation? Yeah. It's like, I hate Walmart, but it's fascinating what they've built. What about you, buddy?
So I actually was going to go with Walmart originally, and then I actually talked to Josh Ben, and Josh Ben and I stole his idea because I really liked it, and it's one of those I kind of seeded the idea because I asked him the question, and I kind of knew what the answer was going to be. But the idea, I would like to see Rooster Teeth. I would like to see the back history of the people who made Red vs. Blue, a bunch of people in, like, you know, potheads playing with Halo and making a shit, and they're like, yeah, let's make this new, like, thing. Now they're a fucking business, mm-hmm. supporting an animation studio, like, and they have their own damn conference and shit like that. I'm like, I would love to see the building blocks of how they started, where they came from, and that would be more of, I feel like, a feel-good story, rather than, like, Walmart should be much more closer to the founder one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would talking to Josh Ben, I kind of sold myself on that. I'm like, I would love to see the fuck out of that because it's something I really like. And I remember being there when they first started, and I'd love to see how they, like, you know, came through that whole point. Cause I fell out of love with them for a while. I just stopped watching and then just, you know, fucking blew up.
Well, I didn't know for the longest time that they did Ruby.
Yeah.
You know,
and I love Ruby. And now because of Ruby, they actually
I've never seen Ruby, so I can't really comment on that, but...
People hate the animation style, but they're...
Scusi, sorry, guys.
Because of that, they have an animation studio, which supporting other different things they're doing. Like, it's pretty awesome what they do, which started off of them just making dick and fart jokes. And that their team, Rooster Teeth, is literally a joke on Cockbite. Their logo is a picture of a rooster, like a picture of a chattering teeth. Cockbite. I'm like, you motherfuckers.
I mean... It works.
Yeah,
it works.
Just awesome. But yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
All right, so for this week's pod question, Hammer has another one.
Yeah, I just...
So that's okay.
So there's a scene, like, in this movie that definitely, like, really digs into me there. But I wanted to know, for... When you were a kid, what was the most... Basically, the idea is, like, what terrified you as a kid? It could be rational, irrational, whatever, but what terrified you as a kid? Doesn't have to be... The most terrifying thing, but just what's the thing you remember the most? This movie brought up something immediately. I was like, oh, fuck. because it talks about fear a lot. So I really want to know what was that thing. Like, I think about you talking to the floorboards and just like, or like, you know, the vents and stuff. And I'm like, I would have been the kid going like, don't do that.
You'd have been like,
it's like, the... Hey, like, oh, what's that? Yeah. It's a penny. I'm wise now. Yeah.
We can't go one fucking episode.
No. You should know better.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to hear your answers to our pod question. You can send them to batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, SpriggandZinkyK on Facebook. You can reach me again. I am at TarSkippy.
I'm at Grand Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us. We're on iTunes. We're on Podomatic and shit. iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. Yeah, and just... As a, not even a side note, really, but just because we do have friends in Fort... God, be safe.
Like, it's...
It's been fucking crazy.
Dude, the last week and a half, you know, you had this earthquake in Mexico. So, you had Harvey, yeah. Which, like, take everything out of it, if you can. It's fascinating that Harvey went through, turned around, and did it again. Like... That's just incredible. And now there are pictures of Irma, which is wider than Arizona.
Yep.
And I'm like, the fuck?
Just sweeping up. I'm like, oh shit.
And then there's Jose?
Yeah, there's two others. There's
who's right off of the...
There's two other hurricanes that are both like category ones that are on either side of Irma. Akita or something like that, or
Jose is a Cat 5 storm.
Yeah,
it's not up to hurricane yet, but okay. It's gonna be there by, you know, it's gonna keep going. Yeah, yeah, like, get out. And I know people talk about looters and stuff, but like, your shit can be replaced.
You life can't. Is more important.
Yeah, like, it's what homeowners insurance and renters insurance is for. Like, seriously, get out. Like, get out.
Be safe.
Yeah. Sarah's, because she, her whole thing is because she evacuated Katrina. She's like, get out.
Yeah.
You know, just do it. But everybody be safe. Let us know if you need anything that we can help out with, which isn't much. But
yeah. Give you good vibes and bad jokes.
Very bad jokes. All right. So if you don't want to hang around for the spoiler-filled review of It, you've been listening to episode 206 of Sprinkle Say Geek. So for Sprinkle Say Geek, I'm Bat.
And I'm Hammer.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to our spoiler-filled review of It. Again, it's a story of, what is it, 6 or 7 kids that start out looking for one of the kids' missing brothers and just spirals into scary, creepy hell from there.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck clowns. Still, fuck clowns.
Yeah. So, Bill Skarsgård, who was the clown in this one, did a pretty good job.
I don't know who he... Skarsgård.
He's one of the Skarsgårds. Yeah. He's probably one of their kids or whatever. He's still pretty young.
Yeah. Now, like, going into this again, we were talking about it before, but it's the same. Like, you're coming to it as I know you have a much better memory than I do, and I know you... You liked It, right?
Yes. The TV.
The TV movie. One, because they did a TV one and they did a movie, right? I can't remember.
No, they did a TV one and then they redid a TV one later. But that one, nobody really cared as much for.
Because the one with Tim Curry, right?
The one with Tim Curry is the first one. One in 90, I think. Somewhere around there. But
like, so you actually, because I actually don't remember much of it. I just remember Tim Curry scaring the fuck out of me.
Tim Curry was in it. John Ritter was in it. There were a few other. I remember it. I haven't seen it in probably since it came out, so it's vague. But I do remember Tim Curry, obviously. Skarsgård did an all right job. Like I felt the opening scene, which is pretty much right at the very beginning, where he kidnaps and kills Georgie. I was really into his character there because it was the only time that he kind of has a scene.
Yeah, and he's actually talking.
Yeah, every other time he's just kind of screaming and real quick something and then attacks or whatever. Like, this was a full scene with Georgie, and I liked his take on Pennywise. It was interesting. I wish he would have had more screen time.
More screen time where he's actually
talking. Yeah, that wasn't just randomly screaming and yelling and trying to kill you.
Yeah.
Again, I didn't like when he would attack, they would kind of shake the camera and get all close, and I wasn't a big fan of that aesthetic of it. But it set up everything really well. The kids were good. The one kid from Stranger Things needs to do a comedy at some point, because that poor kid's...
Yeah, he's getting into horror. I would say I was really impressed with a lot of the kids. All the kid actors. Like, I liked pretty much most all... Like, the main kid actors were all pretty... were pretty fairly strong, like, the point where I felt like they all had individual personalities, they all had...
Kinda. The Jewish kid and the black kid were left out.
Yeah, they kind of...
Just made me laugh. Yeah, I'm not
sure. So messed up, but, like, they didn't really get as much development as
the other kids. No, especially I don't remember the black kid's name at all. I don't remember many of their names, oddly enough.
I remember Georgie.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Bill, who was his brother.
Was Bill his brother?
Right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think Bill's his brother. And then Barbara.
Was it Barbara? See, that's the thing, is like, I can't, like, you're right. I know Georgie, because I say his name a fucking billion times.
But it's not important. No. You still get to develop the characters, you just forget their names.
Which is okay.
But yeah, like, I like the kids for the most part. They were pretty good. Skarsgård was really good as the clown. There were a lot of really good scares.
There were. I mean, you were there. You saw me jump a lot.
That was the best part, was that we went into Poltergeist, and you were like, oh my god, I'm gonna be scared shitless. And we left Poltergeist, and you're like, eh.
I didn't jump once. Well, I think you might have once,
and it wasn't even a scary thing.
It was just more of like, wow, that was an unintentional scare. They probably didn't even mean, but...
But this one had you going,
oh shit.
Almost from jump.
It was, there were quite a few scenes where there are jump ones, and there are a lot of scenes where they built the tension, and I was
they did build a lot of tension.
And I like that, I appreciate that in a horror film. My thought is that it did jump scares, but I thought it led up to them really well, and sometimes it led up to the jump scares, and then, came at you from the side, which, I look at horror films as a roller coaster for me. Like, I don't enjoy them as much as I enjoy roller coasters, but it's still fun. It is still fun in the end, because I'm like, it gets your adrenaline running, and you're just like, oh shit, don't do that, oh my god, motherfucker. But it kept inventing itself pretty well, and the way Pennywise would, like, embody the fears and stuff like that, I really liked it. Like, the kid, the black kid, I'm sorry, I can't think of his name either, yeah. But, like, when he's going there to drop off things, and he sees, like, hands coming out, I'm like, what the fuck are their hand? And then I see, like, the fire, and I'm like, this is some fucked up shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I like how, like, the kid who's really, again, I'm gonna call him Pill Kid.
The germaphobe?
Yeah, like, you know, the whole idea of, like, you know, he had the leper coming after him. The Jew kid, actually, his...
The leper was, but the painting?
The painting... Fuck! You saw me. I was like, ugh. And like, that's that. I will tell you that painting directly ties to my answer for next week's question. I'm just going to tell you right now, and it's not that painting, but that, I'm like, that's as soon as I got a question, I'm like, fucking know this shit. All right. All right. But like, that painting, like, fucked with me so much. And when they showed her later on, it was even normally, like, I didn't like, for your point with Georgie, when you got to meet him in the first place, you get Georgie and Pennywise. I really did like that scene. I felt like it did a disservice when Pennywise just went out and bit off his arm. For me, I felt like I would have rather just seen, like, the pull away from, like, you know, the lady, like, taking care of her cat, and then you see Georgie just pull down.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because I feel like them revealing him doing his whole thing, like, by the time he did it a third time with, I'm just gonna call her Barbara, whatever, the short hair Molly Ringwald.
Right.
That she, like, I was like, alright, cool, whatever, I've seen this before. I mean,
that kind of would have been a really good tease of the scene where the lady looks over, sees him at the drain, turns just, around, looks and back, gone. And he's gone. It's like, yeah. What happened?
Like,
yeah.
Like, it made the more only sense thing about is the end when you
the
see...
The end when he's missed his arm, right, yeah.
Like that. So I'm like, I can see that part, but I really didn't... I think you could have felt in a better way around it.
But, I mean, you could have left his arm intact. He could have had both arms, and...
That's probably my biggest criticism, is I feel like Pennywise in general was really well. And I have to admit, I liked him, because at one point he was fucking dancing his little thing, and I'm like, everyone's laughing. I'm like, I don't want to laugh, because it's about to get real. I'm like, this fucked up. But he did a really good job, and I just really wish the mouth part was something that you might have seen. They would have teased until, like, the very last part, when Barb's looking in the mouth, because that would have been more terrifying, is just not knowing. And I like the not knowing part, and that he's a clown. What can he be so terrified, or something like that. It's just a lot of the stuff that he does well is when it's the not knowing. He looks so normal that you should be okay with it. And I think that's what Pennywise is, that he looks so... You're like, wow, it's so oddly placed, but he's such a normal thing. He's just a clown.
Just a clown in the sewer. Just a clown in the sewer. Every 27 years.
Yeah. I'm really excited about the sequel.
I wonder if they're going to do it. I mean, I imagine they are, but like...
Well, I mean, it made the biggest box office.
They didn't say anything about a sequel? It makes sense that it does say It Chapter 1.
They only need to keep Pennywise. And the kids for flashbacks.
Yeah, you need to keep the kids for flashbacks. You have to... But, like, do you... Like, I want more. Do you want more? It's that type of thing of, like, yeah, I want more, but then I'm like,
I want to see...
It's scarier as kids...
Yeah.
Than as adults.
Like, as adults, they're going to have to be a lot more creative to me. Right. Because as kids, it makes more sense.
As kids, you're really afraid of a lot of things that you don't know. As adults, like, they're going to go into this going, well, we know what to do.
Like, taxes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he's going to come back on it. And I can't remember. I know that, like the thing was split into two parts before. Mm-hmm. Because, again, it's them younger and them older, 27 years kind of stuff. Also, I just like the fact that I'm gonna call him White Knight and Milady Guy, because he's a kid and he's a little bit bigger, so I'm just gonna, like, I'm giving all of them nicknames now, because it's like, Milady. But it's just like the idea is like, yeah, you know, I was just doing some research, you know, Dewey Decimal System, found out more people have been disappearing here, but no one's paying attention to at school. Also, with, Crazy McButtface, I'm gonna call him that, Mullet McButtface, I'm sorry, Mullet. Henry McButtface.
I remember his name because he was carved his name into the fat kids.
Oh, dude, what the...
Like, that was fucked up.
I like how, by the way, good old 80s parenting. It's like, look at that, Paper Man Crumble. I'm like, you just fucking shot at your kid. It's all right. It's this town that I can never remember, and they said a billion times.
Deary.
Oh, Deary.
That was bad.
So what was your favorite scare? Or what was your favorite scene, I guess, like, with Pennywise? Or did you have one?
I kind of liked the scene with when he steals Barbara. Because I wasn't expecting him there.
Yeah.
You know, she's dealing with her dad. It's usually when they're dealing with adult themes or situations, Pennywise isn't around. Mm-hmm. So she's trying not to get raped by her dad.
Which, by the way, motherfucker.
The parents are creepy as fuck.
There are so many uncomfortable parts in this movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even with, like, Pill Kid and his mom, I'm like, what the fuck? You're medicating your... What the fuck?
But, like, she, you know, she fights off her dad, smashes him over the head with the toilet cover.
Oh, by the way, top good of shot.
It. Oh, Jesus, that had to hurt. And, like, she's kind of in a... She does what you are. She puts you in a relaxed state. And you're like, okay, she's out of this. She's going to leave the house. Blah, blah, blah. She turns around. Pennywise grabs her. And it's like, oh, Jesus. Like, yeah. Huh. I did like when he popped out of the coffin of...
Like when he
Stranger
like,
Things boy.
Yeah, when he sees himself in there with all maggots and the thing closes it and yeah. comes back out. Yeah.
They did a really good job of lessening the tension to where you weren't expecting the scares to come around the corner.
Like, I kind of liked... I didn't like it, but I kind of liked the idea when they had the three doors. It was like, you know, really scary, not really scary. Like, it was a scary, not
definitely
really
not scary.
And definitely not scary. And they open, they see the girl, like, half-eaten kind of thing. And I'm like... I laughed because I was extremely uncomfortable. Because I'm like... I still feel like, again, my probably the best scene, but just because it just really unnerved me, was the woman painting thing. Like, with the Jewish kid. Just because I was like, oh my god, I was so... That and her looking in the damn... Molly Ringwald girl looking in the... damn sink. I'm like, why the fuck are you doing that? And then she like, gets like a stick to put like, you know, like a ruler or whatever it is. I'm like, oh, that's kind of smart. I'm like, no, your sink is talking to you. This is not normal.
I have a story about that, oddly enough. But like, when I was a kid, we had the my grandmother's house was an older house, so it had the vents in the floor.
Oh, okay.
And I swear I used to hear voices in there all the time. And so I'd get in down there and like start talking to them and stuff.
It's funny because as a kid, you're like, that's totally normal. As an adult, you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, right, exactly.
You don't know.
So I don't know. I don't know if it was just voices in the house that would carry and echo and, yeah. and sounded different or whatever. But yeah, it was.
It speaks to the idea of like, you see Georgie. Georgie's talking to a clown in the thing. But at the same time, again, he's a clown. It's kind of normal. I mean, like, yes, he's on a drainage pipe, but he's like, I got blown away, man.
Right.
And he just talks him to him. And again, I do agree. I didn't even think about it until you mentioned it and you're talking through it. I was like, I do want more scenes of that because it made Pennywise real. Right. And I like the idea that... Because I know there's something up with Pennywise. And I don't remember, because I don't remember as much about the movie and stuff. So, spoil it if it does. But the idea is just that I know it's not him. It's just kind of like a facade. Like, it's just like he's just a fake front. And that whole idea that he laughs so much that he breaks essentially for a little bit. And it's almost like a reboot. And he's like, he just goes... And Georgie's like totally in it, and then he's like, "Oh, you're not normal. I'm gonna go away." And it was that point I liked that whole play. I would have liked to see more of him just taunting and playing with them,
right?
Because it's that idea of he's essentially like a bard. He's playing with charisma, and he's basically coercing people into it. So he's like, "Get comfortable, so I can scare the fuck out of you." And
which
feed off
is
your fear.
Pretty much what he's doing. Yeah. Again, like we said in the spoiler-free review. I say go see it, especially if you like horror movies. This is actually, unlike Poltergeist or things that we've seen, this is a genuinely
kind of
creepy, scary, scary movie where we haven't seen that in a while, and it's nice if you like those type of things. If you don't like scary movies, you don't like clowns. Stay away from this because you're not gonna like it. But
oh, big clown when they're doing the whole like slideshow thing and he's chasing after him, I'm like.
That's one thing is...
But that's a shaky camera you're talking about, right?
Well, no, I mean, you had to sell this movie through trailers, and I...
Oh, I wish you wouldn't have seen that.
They gave a lot of the scares away. I'm glad they didn't give away the big Pennywise coming out of the wall. I'm glad they didn't give that away, but, like, there's a lot of things where I'm like, well, I know there's a scare coming here, so it's not really going to get me.
It's kind of the... It's the same thing as you see with comedies.
Yep.
If you get the joke, you know the joke's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, if there's a serious moment where you're like, well, it kind of breaks the serious moment because you know what you're expecting, which does suck. I do get on that.
But I don't know what you can do. I don't know how you could have
I don't either,
promoted this movie without showing those scares, right?
But you were completely right. Fucking A, go see this movie. If you love horror movies, it's a really well done one.
Yeah.
And it's well produced. The
music is really good.
Music is fantastic. The acting, honestly, is really good. And, like, again, I'm sure you have some CG pokes on it, too. But I mean, do. Particularly in the beginning, you can see a little bit of weird things with the boat. Looked fake for a few times.
No, it was... The biggest problem I had was the Jewish kid was standing outside of the burnt house, and he's standing in front of a green screen, and I'm like, this looks really bad.
I actually didn't pick that up at all.
Dude, it looks really bad.
But, again...
Unless it's...
I'm glad to see how well it was received. Mind you, I hated all the fucking people in there, but the idea that there's people lining up still after we left.
Yeah, it was and packed.
It's breaking, what is it, broke box office records for an opening Thursday night for a horror movie rated R. I know, it's like all those things, but the last
that begins
like,
with the letter I.
It does.
It only has two letters in it.
Exactly. I mean, obviously, the other one was AI.
Yeah. But that doesn't start with I. It starts with A.
It came first.
All right.
See what you did there.
So we both say go see it. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 206 of Sprinkles and Geek. So we're Sprinkles and Geek Combat.
Mm-hmm.
This is our weekend geek.
Have a great week.
Embrace your geek.
Yeah, it's all good. Beer.
No, we ain't leaving yet. I'm just...
I'm not
leaving. Yeah, just wait.
Yeah, just wait. It's not happening. Don't make it weird.
They were like, isn't the show over? We're like, no. Show's over when we say it's over,
bitch. Exactly. Just keep on going.
Yeah.
As long as we want.
Talking about my long dick?
I mean, goddamn, I couldn't talk about his dick. He's like, raising up my dick. I'm like,
I know.
He's like, you're going to cut it off. There'd be nothing left. I'm like, my God, there were so many dick jokes. They should have drank every time there's a dick joke.
I mean, we can.
I mean,
you're never going to see it again.
I mean, if I see it with a group of people, no, because you're going to be wearing fucking clown masks.
No, we're all just going to be staring at you while you're like, shut up, and God damn
it. It's like, why is there only one recliner, and why is there a bunch of, like, couch pillows on the floor looking in a weird semicircle pattern? Aren't you guys watching the movie?
No, we're watching you watch the movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Float down here.
And then I like how they're all floating, though.
Yeah, that was interesting. That was very interesting. I was like,
because that wasn't obviously...
But I'm like, why do they float?